G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lions season 2016. Coming off what was, I guess, a bit of an up and down week. It was a little bit hard to pick, I guess, at times there, but certainly the football played across the nine games left a bit to be said.
Thank God for totals and terrible footy leading to the unders.
Absolutely.
And then terrible defence leading to GWS sailing over.
Absolutely.
Couldn't get near a line last week, and I was pretty glad not to in the end, because I don't think I would have got any of them right.
Yeah, look, it was just one of those weeks. When everything starts five goals, it's hard to get round. Yeah. And the only real short line that I thought was a moral was the bloody Demons. That looked $1 million at quarter time. I should have cashed it out. But
we might have a bit more to play with this week. There's certainly a few more lines this week getting around it. Certainly around that goal and a half to two goal sort of margin. So with any luck, if we can find the winner of the actual game, we can also find the line.
Well,
we kick things off Friday night, and we're at the Docklands for Collingwood and North Melbourne. Collingwood getting about a goal and a half, total points line around the 180 mark.
Well, the way North Melbourne have been going the last 5 or 6 weeks, as bastards, basically, probably a bit lucky to be starting favourites, I would have thought. They've got some serious issues with the way they're setting up at the moment, and they're just not getting enough out of some of their key personnel, like Petrie and those sorts of guys up forward, not giving them what they did earlier in the season. And when you've only really got Brown and Wade as dangerous forwards, it's not as difficult a proposition to sort of isolate and shut them down. So, on the other side, Collingwood have been playing some decent football. So, look, I'm probably not going to get too involved in this one, but wouldn't be surprised to see Collingwood upset the apple cart here and North Melbourne continue their slide.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. Collingwood won three of the last four head-to-head, and I think that's enough to steer me out of North at the minus, even though on exposed form, North have been losing lately, but largely that's been to superior sides, and Collingwood, well, I just can't trust them under almost any or all circumstance. Slight lean to the under, but nothing to get particularly excited about. Same sort of line in an outdoors game on a Friday night, I'd be pretty keen, but under the lid Eddie had. There's enough there for me to walk away from this one.
Sure.
Saturday afternoon, we're at the SCG for Sydney and Carlton. Swans laying about nine goals, and my guess is there might be a bit of rain forecast because this line opened mid-160s, already down below the 160 mark.
Well, call me crazy, but I'm gonna take the Blues at the plus in this game. Nine goals is a massive margin. They've proved to be a really tough team to put to the sword, and if it's wet, even more so. Mm. I think that's a monstrous line. Yes, Sydney will be smarting from last week, but let's not forget the fact that they did come out of a pretty bruising encounter with the Hawks and might be content to just get it done this week. So I think nine goals is far too much, and I'm going to get on Carlton at the plus.
Yeah, I thought it was near enough to ride in the end, mainly on the back of the recent head-to-head history where Sydney won all the last three by round, so the 10 goals are a fraction over.
They played this year?
They did at Etihad, and Swans won by 10 goals. Right. But that's under the lid. What you do, I mean, in some sense, the line and the total are really dependent on what the forecast is like actually on the day.
Sure.
As you say, if there is rain around, and you'd be thinking under and plus, if it's sunny, it might be minus and over.
Mm.
There's enough there for me to walk away from this one.
Good.
Second of the Saturday afternoon games, we're up at the Gold Coast at Metricon Stadium for the Suns and the Dockers. Suns laying about a goal and a half, total points line high 170s.
I don't have a read on either of these sides.
Neither.
I couldn't care less.
Nah, this is easy. Next.
Roll on.
Saturday twilight game, although it's a 2:40 start over in the west, we're at Subiaco for West Coast and Melbourne. Eagles laying 6.5 goals or thereabouts, total points line mid-180s.
This is the sort of game, isn't it, that we've talked about all year, the sort of game where West Coast just really romp home.
Oh, yep. I'm all about West Coast at the minus this week.
A team that's proven that every time we've trusted them, they've proven that they're not quite there. And West Coast love this scenario where they can just go out and bully these sorts of teams.
Yep.
I think they'll be too strong up forward. They'll be too quick through the middle. It's funny because you look at the Melbourne team on paper and it's got the makings. They're probably only 18 months off being in what you would consider top four contention on ability alone. But at the moment, they just can't seem to get it done week to week. And I guess consistency is a mark of a growing team. But look, if they're to take the next step, these are the sorts of games where they're going to be competitive. What we saw last week, they're not there. West Coast will get it done pretty easy.
I mark this West Coast minus 11 goals.
Well, there you go.
If you think about putting a form line through the way West Coast have beaten Richmond, Collingwood and St Kilda over there, last four head-to-head, all won by the Eagles, all won by 9 or more goals. I was amazed, but this one went up 37.5 on Monday, and I was actually kind of thinking by this stage of the week it'd be 8 goals. It's moved a point. I'm still delighted to step into the minus there. I think that's at least 3 goals light of where it needs to be.
Nice.
Saturday night, we're at Cadinia Park for the game of the round, Geelong and Adelaide. Cats laying a little over a goal. Total points line, high 170s.
Yeah, this is a tough game. Tough game, because it's the sort of game where I guess everything's in play. I've been looking at it, trying to find an angle to chip away at and expose a bit of expose a bit of life there, but I think they've got it about right on all fronts here. I just wouldn't be surprised if any or all results came to play. Geelong really need to win this game. Probably more so than Adelaide, who've got a cruisier run home than the Cats do. But look, genuine 8-point game when you're talking top four consideration. So it's probably that sort of game where trends can be bucked, and most probably will. So it's a fair stretch to stay away from it.
Yeah, Adelaide on form, probably the better side, but Geelong have got all the recent head-to-head history, including a pretty convincing win at the Adelaide Oval a couple of months back now. I'm going to play the under here. Crows high-scoring side, genuinely speaking, but particularly in day games. I took the under in the Adelaide Oval game against Collingwood a couple of weeks ago, and that did me some good. I'm going to step into it again. Unders for Geelong at night's the way to go. And I think this line, if it was any other combination, or if Geelong were playing anyone other than the Crows at KP on a Saturday night in the dead of winter, you'd have no dramas whatsoever taking the low side of near enough 180.
Yeah.
Crows push it up a bit, but I still think there's enough there to have a play.
Good call.
Second of the Saturday night games, and we're back at the Docklands for the Western Bulldogs and St Kilda. Dogs laying about 3.5 goals, total points line high 160s.
Well, it's another interesting game, isn't it? I mean, St Kilda, they're just like Melbourne. I mean, they obviously got the chocolates last week, but they're a team that doesn't put strong performances together back-to-back on what we've seen in exposed form. But conversely, the Dogs, they're not a high-scoring team. They prefer to grind out their wins. I don't see this being...
I don't see it being an entertaining game to watch.
No, if it's a shootout, God bless, it'd be an amazing game of football to watch these two young teams just going hammer and tong at each other.
That's not the Dogs' way, though.
It'd be an incredible game of football. But it's funny, because that was their way last year.
Yeah.
Stringer not there. I think they're going to grind it. Just give me that total once again.
168.5 I've got.
And that's Docklands, isn't
it? Yeah, that was... Normally something like that, you just go humming into the over on a line that low under the lid. But two of the last three between these sides have gone under 150, and the other one went north of 180. Yeah. Dogs hooned home in one of them, and the other two have been decided by a kick or just over. I've got your usual status of all four things are in play here. So.
Yeah, well, my most likely, and the one that I actually am going to bet in this game, is I'm going to take St Kilda at the plus. Much like the Blues have been hard to beat at the line, the Western Bulldogs don't cover.
Yeah.
They always give up a goal or two more than they should in the lines, because they are such a good unit.
Mm.
But the way they play their football,
they don't win by lots.
They don't win by lots.
And when they're the opposite of the Eagles before. The Eagles get bad sides and just make a mockery of them. The Dogs play a little bit up or down. They're almost a bit more like Geelong. They play a bit more up or down at the level of their opposition.
I think so. And when you're only scoring 75, 80 points a game, which the Dogs have been all year, you're not going to win by lots.
Nah.
That's just the way it is. So anytime you can get 20, you can get 20 plus, I think it's probably not a bad
idea. There we go. That's the conclusion of Saturday night game. Sunday afternoon, well, maybe this is the game of the round, but for a whole set of different reasons. The battle for the number one draft pick at the Docklands between Essendon and the Brisbane Lions. The movable object meets the resistible force. Bombers get laying near enough.
You've been working on that one for a while. Have you? You've been working on that for the last 2 hours.
I was just looking at this.
To be honest.
Well, I fucked up the bit where I just got used to saying bombers getting, and they went, oh, hang on a sec. No, the Bombers are laying 2 goals here, and the total points line is near enough 200, despite the fact the Bombers can't score. And the Lions can't defend.
What an indictment on the Brisbane Lions that they're two gold dogs to a VFL side.
Yep.
It boggles the mind because
they're expected to concede by virtue of the line and the title. They're expected to concede triple figures to a side that has not scored triple figures all year and not looked like it.
Yeah.
Apart from St Kilda game got close a couple of weeks ago, but that aside.
And you've got to think that the Pride's got to be smarting and they're going to come out and actually have a bit of a dip this week. If they're ever
they had a dip for a quarter against the Giants, and then they were horrific.
They were completely outclassed. And it's very easy, like in a footballing mindset, when you know you can't win, regardless of how well you play, it's very difficult to continue to do those little one percenters and the pressure acts and actually bring that element of your game. Yep. Whereas in this game, it's going to be manic.
Mm.
It's going to be absolutely manic. And I think that in itself leads to an unders play.
Yep.
200 is a hell of a lot of points when it's going to be a hotly contested game. I mean...
And when neither side can score.
Neither side's big scoring. I understand it's like, well, look, if it's a shootout and they kick 20 goals each, then good luck to them. But that's not going to happen. There's no way that's going to happen. I wouldn't be surprised if this goes under 160.
Well, particularly when you actually think about the skill level involved, it's one thing to actually have scoring shots because the defence is no good. You're still going to get them through the two big ones.
Oh, exactly right. And when Joe Danaher is going to be having 80% of your shots, he's going to kick 2.17. 2.17.
Well, you've talked me into it. I was going to have the under here as well on the basis that, I don't think either side is skilled enough to make the opposition pay for some pretty rancid defense.
They're going to play a lot between the 50s this game. Yeah. Like, there's going to be a lot of turnovers going into forward 50.
It's going to be terrible footy.
Yeah, oh, it's going to be a shit of a game. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it'll be up, for the second half, it'll be clashing against the second of the Sunday afternoon games, Hawthorn and Richmond at the MCG.
Look out.
Hawkers laying about 6.5 goals, total points line low 180s.
I might have to watch this with Mrs. That's going to be a bit annoying. sorry. Hawthorn, again, on form, ladder position, talent, football style, everything points to Hawthorn winning and winning comfortably, but nothing in what they've done this year shows that they're in the mindset to put teams away. They just seem to just do what they need to. So,
particularly a game clear at the top. They can keep the powder dry for important games.
Richmond have had the wood over Hawthorn in recent times. I mean, I was probably 3-2 across the last five, something along those lines. But they've managed to sort of out-compete Hawthorn. They've just, I don't know, they get a bugbear or whatever it is, and they just get a bit keener, and they've sort of caught us on the hop those few times.
I mean, the Hawks have won, they won by margins, earlier this year. But yeah, if you fancied Richmond were up and about, you'd rather take the $5 or whatever for them to win outright than take 6.5 goals.
Categorically, yeah, absolutely. Look, I'm that's the only bet for mine is the plus, but I'm not going to bet into Hawthorn. So
I mark this name near enough right on both line and title, so this was a pretty easy walk away from there. Final game of the weekend, the Sunday twilight game at the Adelaide Oval, Port Adelaide hosting GWS, Port getting a couple of goals, total points line high 170s.
It's a pretty good game of footy, won't it? Port have sort of found a bit of mojo and they need to keep winning. And if Collingwood get it done on Friday night against North, bloody hell, Port are going to come out with a point to prove on Sunday, because that'll get them within a game.
Yep.
That's a swing into the eight, and with North to play four top four aspirants in the last four games of the year, they probably have got the rails run into the eighth spot from that position, you would have thought. So it'd be a very interesting game. I think it's about right. I mean, again, it's just the Giants have the capacity to win this game by 10 goals. They've got the capacity to beat any team in the comp by 10 goals if they get it right.
Yep.
But again, on the road, you think consolidation might just be enough for them. I don't expect any team to get blown off the park, but it'll be a good tight contested game, but probably nothing I can really bother opening the wallet for.
I thought the line was about right, just given that GWS belt sides at home, they're still only 4-4 on the road.
Yeah.
So I thought two-goal underdogs at home, that's probably near enough right. I do like the over here, though. Both sides, their recent head-to-head, 200-plus in the last three games. take a line through the Port Adelaide Western Bulldogs game a couple of weeks ago. Dogs don't really score. Went over to Port and they nearly racked up 200. I don't see, if this is close, I don't see it being an 80-70 style game.
Yep.
I think if Port, for Port to win, I think Port are going to have to near enough get triple figures.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that puts a high 170s line in pretty good spot. Normally, I'm not big on playing overs in twilight or night games, but I think there's a bit of space on this one.
Talk me into it. I'm with you.
So I've got a total of four this week. I've got Eagles at the minus, unders in the Geelong-Adelaide game, unders in the Essendon-Brisbane game, and overs in the Port-GWS game.
I've got the Blues at the plus, West Coast at the minus, St Kilda at the plus, unders in the Dons-Lions, and overs in the Port-GWS game. If nothing else, what more can you want to cheer for on a Sunday afternoon than kick a couple of goals, boys? Who cares about the result?
Yeah,
just kick some goals.
Not too many early in the day and then plenty late in the day. And I'll tell you what, we've got three double-ups here, so this is next Wednesday's either going to be a bit of reveling in a successful week or a bit of drowning some sorrows. Good luck and good punting, folks.
All the best.